The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ
Dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jalla, today we will discuss a beautiful topic, is about the beautiful Kaaba. Inshallah azza wa jalla, the beauty of Kaaba, the virtues and the blessings of Kaaba, and also in the Holy Quran it is called Baitul Haram, meaning the house of glory. So inshallah azza wa jalla, every Muslim, every Ashiq Rasul has a desire to see the Kaaba. All his life, wo sochta hai, uski koshish hoti hai ki ek dafa zindagi mein aisa karam ho jaye ki main kabhi to aisa bhi hoga, main bhi Kaabe ke samne hu. And I go there and I visit this beautiful, 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 kehta hai na, beautiful Kaaba. Ki surrounding pe jo barkatein hain, iski surrounding pe jo rahmatein hain, aur kitni rahmaton ka nuzul ho raha hota hai, jo pahunchta hai, uska ki usi ko pata hota hai. To inshallah, aaj beautiful Kaaba ke bare mein kuch information inshallah aapse ko denge. Aur hamare muballighin hamare saath, mashallah, Bilal Madani, Hafiz bhai, mashallah, and Harun bhai with us, inshallah. We'll start with the blessings of Durood-e-Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever send peace and blessings upon me, Allah azza wa jal showers mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal will start with the recitation of Holy Quran. Aur phir kalam inshallah azza wa jal, iske baad we'll move on to beautiful topic, is about the beautiful Kaaba.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا Ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah Allahu 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 Allah محمدنا هو سيدنا فالعز لنا لإجابته صمح
Dear viewers of Madinshala, beautiful topic is about the beautiful Kaaba. For isi se, the first ever worship place, ibadat ga is zameen par, wo kya wo khana Kaaba. Aur aaj usi ke baare mein hum baat karenge, kis tarah jo zameen hai na, zameen pehli bhi isi se hi thi. Aur kya waqia tha, kya tha, sara inshallah aapko bataayenge, pehli taameer kis tarah hui hai. اور پھر اس کے آس پاس کیا کیا بلیسنگ ہے, اس کو خالی دیکھنے سے کیا برکتیں ملتی ہیں, اس کو اس کے طواف کرنے سے کیا کیا برکتیں ملتی ہیں انشاءاللہ. پرندے بھی جو ہے وہ یہاں سے شفا کس طریقے سے پاتے ہیں. آج بہت انفارمیٹو گفتگو ہوگی انشاءاللہ, ہمارے ساتھ رہیے گا. ول اسٹارٹ ود انشاءاللہ بلال مدنی. بلال بھائی بڑا زبردست ٹاپک ہے, بہت سے لوگوں کو انفارمیشن نہیں ہے اصل میں. تو واقعی جب ہم نے بھی پڑھا اس کے بارے میں تو واقعی وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ دل اور ایمان سے کہتے ہیں نا کہ ماشاءاللہ تازگی بڑھتی گئی.
جی ماشاءاللہ سید صاحب, دس از اے ویری فورچونیٹ ٹاپک فار آل آف اس, بیکاز دی ہولی کعبہ شریف وی نو ایز اے ہیوج سمبل آف اسلام, that it is the place where we direct our attention towards when we want to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I'd like to first start off, Sayyid Saab, with the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, where, as you highlighted in the introduction, the first house, meaning building, to be designated for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, which is in the fourth part, verse 96, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتٍ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكًا وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Translation of the Quran Kanzu al-Iman, indeed the first house which was established as a place of worship for the people is the one which is in Mecca, meaning the Holy Kaaba, blessed and a guide to the entire world. Now commentating on this verse, Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi actually mentioned in Tafsir Naimi that, O Muslims, and then he says, rather, O humanity, know for sure that the first and the most superior house which was created on earth for people's religious as well as worldly benefits is that which is situated in the blessed city of Mecca, and not Baytul Muqaddas, which comes after the Holy Kaaba in rank and excellence. The point which why Mufti Saab mentioned Baytul Muqaddas is because in the time in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the world, people were still following the Sharia of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So those people actually, because of many reasons, one was enmity against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they didn't want to change the Qibla. They claimed that Baytul Muqaddas was the first house that was first designated for the worship of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to clarify this doubt, that the first house that was created was indeed the Holy Kaaba Sharif. And Sayyid Saab, when we go into the detail, inshallah, of how this blessed Kaaba Sharif was actually created. So ulama mentioned different points, but first and foremost, in Tafsir Naimi and other books of Tafsir, Ruh al-Bayan, Tafsir Azizi, as you highlight in the beginning, I just like to take this point. So how was the Kaaba originated? So what happened? On earth, there was only water. Water was everywhere before the creation of the earth. So 2000 years before the construction of the Kaaba, white foam naturally appeared at the site of the Kaaba. So where the Kaaba is now, originally, there was only water in the entire earth. And then white foam was naturally appeared by the command of Allah. Within a few days, then this land was made to spread turning into the earth.
So
from the blessing to the Kaaba is where the world has its land today. When Allah Almighty...
So this world ki jo original hai, basically ye Kaaba hai.
Is the Holy Kaaba. And this is, subhanAllah, the mercy and the blessing of the Holy Kaaba. When Allah Almighty gave the news of the birth of, or the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to the angels, now the angels claimed, as we famously know, that they were more deserving of being the Khalifa of Allah on the earth. And they asked for the wisdom behind the creation of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. However, after apologizing for their statement, then they performed tawaf of the great throne, meaning the arsh of Allah, with the intention of repentance. Allah Almighty then commanded to make a mark on the earth at the place of the very same foam where my bondsmen may please me by performing its tawaf. And there's a beautiful account in which our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also told us that do not tie your saddles in any direction, meaning do not travel anywhere except for three masajid: Masjidul Haram, Masjidul Nabawi, and Masjidul Aqsa. This is in Sahih Bukhari. But now let's understand the commentary of this, because there's a lot of misconceptions which are spread in today's time. Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi alayhi rahma mentions, traveling to any other masjid except these three, assuming that greater reward for salah will be granted there, meaning in other than these three masajid, then this is forbidden. So what this simply means is to go to another masjid with the intention of thinking that this masjid has more reward than these three masajid. To do this is forbidden in Islam. So people, they would travel to the Jami Masjid of Delhi in the time of Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi in order to offer Jumu'ah Salah. But they would assume that there's greater reward praying there, whereas this was wrong, and which Mufti Saab highlights. Now, the simple understanding is that except for these three masajid, the reward for salah is the same in every masjid. The reward for salah is the same in every masjid except for these three. As we beautifully know that the reward of one good deed in the haram of Makkah is 100,000 good deeds. And those, just one point away from, you know, textual information, viewers of Madani channel, if we have loved ones who are traveling for the Hajj this season, or we have friends, then we should also try to encourage them. As much time as possible, Sayyid Saab, we should allocate to spending in front of the Holy Kaaba. Because another point which I'd like to take blessings from yourself from, which you highlighted, is beholding the Kaaba is ibadat. A hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions that beholding, looking at the Holy Kaaba is worship. So those who have the privilege, those who have, mashallah, taken out wealth and have gone now to Hajj, Allah, or who are planning to go in the future to Umrah, you know, subhanAllah, make your mind ready, make a plan ready that this is the place, this is the main maqam which I will go towards. I will not go and start sightseeing or start going to shops and, you know, wasting my time there excessively. Go there for necessity, no problem. But the main focal point of the entire world and of the Muslims, especially when you are there, is the Holy Kaaba. So I pray Allah gives us the tawfiq to understand the significance of the Kaaba Sharif. And may Allah grant us all, the viewers and us on the panel, the tawfiq to go to these blessed lands.
MashaAllah. Beautiful. Starting from our Bilal bhai, an explanation as well. Kis tarah ye zameen se pehle jo hai ye is jagah pe jo hai ye Kaabatullah Sharif ye 2000 saal pehle, Hafiz bhai. Allahu Akbar. Aur firishte jo the tasbih karte the, aur isi ki seedh mein Baitul Mabur jahan firishte jo hai wo tawaf karte, isi Kaabatullah ki seedh mein hai. Aur is Kaabe ki bahut shaan, bahut azmat hai, yani dekhne ki, sirf dekhne wale par hi rehmaton ka nuzul ho raha hota hai. Inshallah aur bahut sari information aapko denge aaj inshallah Kaabatullah Sharif ke hawale se, taaki shauk badhe. Ek ye bhi problem hai Hafiz bhai ki logo ka maal hai lekin shauk nahi hai jane ka. Ab jab important hi nahi pata usko, उसको दुनिया का पता है कि पेरिस में क्या है, तो उधर कौन सा टावर है, तो कौन सा आइकॉन बना हुआ है, तो उस मुल्क की, अच्छा वो कौन सा टावर कनाडा का मशहूर है, तो कौन सी गिनीज बुक ऑफ वर्ल्ड रिकॉर्ड के अंदर ये देखा है. अरे जिसने काबा नहीं देखा, मदीना नहीं देखा, तो देखा क्या उसने? जिसने काबा नहीं देखा, जिसने मदीना नहीं देखा, तो भी देखा क्या? दुनिया भर की दौलत है, नहीं देखा तो मदीना नहीं देखा, नहीं देखा तो काबा नहीं, वाकई कुछ नहीं देखा फिर. और ये वो जगह है, आप दो चार दफा उस शहर में जाओगे, तीसरी दफा यार ये देखा हुआ अब नहीं जाना. लेकिन ये वो मुकद्दस मकामात है जहां बार बार जाने की तमन्ना होती है. जो नहीं गया उसकी भी तमन्ना है, जो वापस आ गया उसकी भी तमन्ना होती है. जाने की ख्वाहिश पैदा करें, پھر آپ دیکھیں انشاءاللہ کیسے کیسے جو ہے وہ انوار و تجلیات کی وہاں پہ بارش ہو رہی ہوتی ہے. انشاءاللہ اپنے بھی کچھ چھیٹے پڑ گئے تو اپنا بھی بیڑا پار ہوگا انشاءاللہ. اللہ اگلے سال ہم سب کو حج کی سعادت عطا فرمائے.
آمین.
جی حفیظ بھائی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. شاہ جی واقعی تساں جڑی توجہ دلوائی نا کہ انٹرسٹ کریٹ کس طرح ہوا ہے تے دلچسپی تے تاں ہی بنسی جے اس نے بارے چ معلومات حسن جی اس سے فائدہ کیا ہے کیونکہ نفس تے فائدہ لوڑنا کم
جی
جی تے تھوڑی دیر پہلو دسیا ہے تساں بھی گل کیتی کہ کعبے کی تکنا عبادت ہے
جی
تے کعبے پر پہلی نظر پانی تے
اللہ اکبر سبحان اللہ
ہر دعا قبول ہونی
آئے ہے
جو دعا مانگو پہلی نظر پے جڑے دعا مانگو قبول ہوسی امیری علیہ سنت ہر جگہ رہنمائی کیتی
الحمدللہ
جی دامت برکات مولالیا آہنے پہلی نظر پے نا اکھا بند کری تے جاؤ پہلی نظر پے تے آکھو یا اللہ جڑی میں جائز دعا منگانا قبول ہوئے
سبحان اللہ کوئی کی دعا لے کے آتے ہیں مجھے گاڑی مل جائے مجھے کیٹ کوس ہو جائے کوئی شادی کے لیے کوئی کہے کہ یہ مطلب کیسی زبردست دعا دے دی ہے
ہر چیز آ جیسی جد جد دعا منگسی قبول ہوسی کیونکہ یہ دعا جے قبول ہوئے گی اللہ جڑی جڑی جائز دعا
سبحان اللہ سبحان
تے شاہ جی دو جگہ جنہوں نے گلا کرنے تو جانے تو ٹھنڈ پینی ایک اللہ نے کار ایک اللہ نے رسول نے کار
سبحان اللہ
جی تے میں ایک اس سے کی تھوڑی مطلب دلچسپی بدانے واسطے میں ایک بیان کر میں اے پڑھنے سے بعد سو ہے نا جو ہونا بندہ پھر کوشش کرنا پڑھنا علم یار کیا بات کرسا ہوں تو کیا ہو سی تے اے میں پڑھی تے میں ہے یار جتنے بھی پیسے ہون نا بندہ ایک واری جائے اتھے
اللہ
سبحان ایک واری جائے کیوں میں ایک روایت بیان کرنا یہاں کہ حضرت سیدنا وہب بن منبہ رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ نے کہ تراش شریف چا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ قیامت والے دہڑا 7 لاکھ مقرب جڑے اس نے قریب ہے فرشتے ان کی پیسی جاؤ کعبے کی کے نیچو یعنی تو تکو کعبے نے کتنی ویلیو ہے انشاءاللہ جو سنسا نہ گیا پھر تو اکسو ہو یار یہ تو واقعی میں گوشت طریقے نہ لکھ پاری اوہی چھاؤ تو جی تے اللہ تعالیٰ ہر ایک نے ہاتھ چ فرشتیاں چ سونے نک زنجیر ہو سی اللہ تعالیٰ اکسی جاؤ تے کعبے کی اس زنجیرہ نال بنو تے کے نیچو فرشتے جا سن تو زنجیرہ نہ بن سن تو ایک فرشتہ آکسی یا کعبہ کعبۃ اللہ جل سن کعبہ آکسی میں نہ جانا جب تک مڑا سو ایک سوال نہ پورا ہو سی آسمان سو ایک فرشتہ آواز دے سی کر سوال کیا تاڑا یہ پورا کیتا جائے کعبہ اللہ تعالی نے بارگاہ چرس کر سی ہے لاز وجل ماڑے اتھے پڑوس جتنے بھی بندے ستے ہوئے نا یعنی اس دنیا سے ظاہری طور پر وصال ہو گیا جنہاں انہاں نے حق چ ماڑی شفاعت قبول کر
سبحان اللہ.
کعبہ شریف ایک آواز سنسی آکسی آواز کیا سی تاڑی دعا قبول ہوئی ریکویسٹ ایکسپٹ ہوئی حضرت سیدنا وہب بن منبہ رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ نے پھر مکہ مکرمہ زیادہ اللہ شرف ون جتنے اتھے دفن نے سارے اٹھ کھل سن
سبحان اللہ
چٹے انہوں نے منہ
آئے ہائے
جی تے سارے آرام بدا وا احرام نی حالت وچ جی سارے اسے گرد جمع ہو جاسن تے تلبیہ پڑھنی شروع کر شو
سبحان اللہ.
اچھا ہن فرشتے آکھن چل جول تاڑی اے تے اسا ریکویسٹ قبول ہوئی گی تے فرشتے آکھن کعبہ آکھن نہ جانا جا ماڑی کو اور دعا آئی ہے کعبہ شریف آکھن اے اللہ عزوجل تاڑے گناہگار بندے کتھوں کتھوں ٹوری تے اشنے سے ماڑے کول مٹی کٹے وچ انہوں نے مطلب کہ منہ پر پی ہوئی کپڑے پر پے بال خراب ہوئے ہوئے برے حال تے او کار بار بیوی بچے کاروبار چھوڑی تے آئے اشنے سے ماڑے کول تے انہاں تاڑی فرما برداری وچ تے ماڑی زیارت نے شوق وچ ایتھے حج کیتا طواف کیتے نے تے میں تو کی سوال کرنا ہے کہ تو بڑی شفاعت انہوں نے آکے چھو بھی قبول کر
سبحان اللہ.
اچھا اگے سنو کیا ہے
اللہ اکبر
ایک فرشتہ آواز دیسی ہے کعبہ ان نشتائیے جے بھی لوگ ہیں جنہ توڑے طواف کیتے حج کیتا نے واپس چلے گئے تو پھر گناہ پہ ہی کیسے ہوتا ہے تو انہ گناہ بار بار کرنے رہے اصرار کرنے رہے تو انہیں اپنے جنم واجب ہوئی گی کعبہ عرض کرسی ہے اللہ عزوجل ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਨਾਹਗਾਰ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਖੇ ਚ ਵੀ ਮਾੜੀ ਸ਼ਫਾਤ ਕਬੂਲ ਕਰ। ਤੇ ਫਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਆਖਸੀ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਵੀ ਕਾਬੇ ਨੇ ਜ਼ਿਆਰਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਨਾ ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਲਾਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਓ। ਮਾਸ਼ਰ ਕਿਆਮਤ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਿਹਾੜੇ ਬਾਤ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਰੀ। ਅੱਛਾ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਅਜ਼ਵਜਲ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਕੀ ਕਾਬੇ ਨੇ ਗਿਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵੀ ਗਏ ਕਾਬੇ ਉਮਰੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗਏ ਅੱਜ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗਏ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੁਣ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਉੱਥੇ ਜੀ। ਤੇ ਫਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਆਖਸੀ ਕਾਬਾ ਹੁਣ ਤਜੁਲ ਤੇ ਕਾਬਾ ਆਖਸੀ ਫਿਰ ਤਲਬੀਆ ਪੜਸੀ ਲਬੈਕ ਅੱਲਾਹੁਮਾ ਲਬੈਕ ਵਲ ਖੈਰੁ ਕੁੱਲੁਹ ਬਿਯਦੈਕ ਲਬੈਕ ਲਾ ਸ਼ਰੀਕਾ ਲਕ ਲਬੈਕ ਇਨਲ ਹਮਦ ਵਲ ਨਿਅਮਤ ਲਕ ਵਲ ਮੁਲਕ ਲਾ ਸ਼ਰੀਕਾ ਲਕ। ਫਿਰ ਫਰਿਸ਼ਤੇ ਉਸਕੀ ਛਿੱਕੀ ਤੈ ਮਹਿਸ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਮੈਦਾਨ ਚ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ
ਅੱਲਾਹ ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਿਆ ਨਾ ਤੋ ਮਹਰੂਮ ਰਹੀ ਗਿਆ ਨਾ
ਅੱਲਾਹ 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 ਮਹਿਰੂਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਗਾ। ਇਤਨਾ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਰਿਵਾਇਤ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਰਿਵਾਇਤ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਔਨ ਦ ਡੇ ਆਫ ਜਜਮੈਂਟ ਇਸਕੋ ਕਾਬਾ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਕੋ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਰਾਤ ਕੀ ਦੁਲਹਨ ਕੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਠਾਇਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਔਰ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਹਜ ਕੀਆ ਹੋਗਾ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਸਕੇ ਤਵਾਫ ਕੀ ਹੋਂਗੇ ਉਹ ਇਸਕੇ ਪਰਦੋ ਕੇ ਸਾਥ ਲਟਕੇ ਹੋਂਗੇ ਔਰ ਫਿਰ ਜੋ ਯਹਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਕਿ ਇਸਕੇ ਗਿਰ ਤਵਾਫ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋਂਗੇ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਸਕਾ ਹਜ ਕੀਆ ਉਹ ਇਸਕੇ ਪਰਦੋ ਕੇ ਸਾਥ ਲਟਕੇ ਹੋਂਗੇ ਔਰ ਉਸਕੇ ਇਰਦ ਗਿਰ ਤਵਾਫ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋਂਗੇ ਜੈਸੇ ਵੀ ਆਪ ਦੇਖਤੇ ਤਵਾਫ ਕਰਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਤਵਾਫ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋਂਗੇ ਯਹਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਕਿ ਕਾਬਾ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਜੰਨਤ ਮੇ ਦਾਖਿਲ ਹੋਗਾ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਇਸਕੇ ਸਾਥ ਦਾਖਿਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਕਿਆ ਆਸਾਨ ਵਦਨੀ ਫੂਲ ਜੰਨਤ ਮੇ ਦਾਖਲੇਗਾ ਕਾਬਾ ਹਜ ਕਰੇ ਜਾ ਕਰ ਜੰਨਤ ਹੀ ਪੱਥਰ ਵਹਾਂ ਪਰ ਹੈ। ਦੁਨੀਆ ਸਫੇ ਇਸ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕਾ ਸਬਸੇ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਪਹਾੜ ਜਬਲੇ ਅਬੂ ਕੁਬੈਸ ਵੋ ਵੀ ਉਧਰ ਹੀ ਉਸਕੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਜਾਏ ਤੋ ਸਹੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕੀ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਪੜ ਰਹੇ ਹੈ ਕਾਬੇ ਕੀ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੜੀ ਆਪਨੇ ਕਿਆ ਕਿਆ ਵਹਾਂ ਪਰ ਇਬਾਦਤੇ ਹੋਈ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਅਭੀ ਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜੋ ਅੰਬੀਆ ਕਰਾਮ ਅਲੀ ਸਲਾਮ ਨੇ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਕਿਤਨੇ ਹਜ ਅਦਾ ਕੀਏ ਇਸਕੇ ਲਈ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਦਫਾ ਆਏ। ਅਬ ਆਪ ਗੌਰ ਕਰੇ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਤੀ ਇਸੇ ਇਹ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਤੀ ਕਾਬੇ ਸੇ ਇਹ ਮੱਕੇ ਸੇ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਤੀ ਆਜ ਹਮੇ ਔਰ ਆਪਕੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਕਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਵਸਲਾਮ ਕੇ 53 ਇਅਰਸ ਇਸੀ ਮੱਕਾ ਮੁਕਰਮਾ ਮੇ ਗੁਜ਼ਰੇ। ਤੋ ਇਸ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਸੇ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਏ ਮੱਕਾ ਮੁਕਰਮਾ ਸੇ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਏ ਕਾਬਤੁੱਲਾ ਸ਼ਰੀਫ ਸੇ ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਏ। ਤੋ ਨੀਅਤ ਕਰੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਜੋ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਏ ਉਹ ਜਾਣੇ ਕੀ ਨੀਅਤ ਕਰੇ ਔਰ ਜੋ ਜਾ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਉਹ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਜਾਣੇ ਕੀ ਨੀਅਤ ਕਰੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਬੁਲਾਵਾ ਤੋ ਆਏਗਾ ਨਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ। ਜੀ ਅਰੁਣ ਭਾਈ
Hafiz bhai just mentioned it, brought a thought to mind that nowadays the era that we're in, many people they have this concept of a bucket list, a list of things to do, so experiences to do or places to see, you know, the seven wonders of the world, you know, this cave in this part of the world or this desert in this part of the world, or you know, so and so building, so and so skyscraper, etc. And you know, they'd be making plans that, you know, before this age I need to do this. But really and truly, if we were as Muslim to ponder over the virtue of the Kaaba Sharif, just if you just imagine, because when we go to the Kaaba Sharif, and for those who have, we have to do tawaf in the mataf area. If one was to, whilst doing the tawaf, just bring to mind for a short moment the thought that in this very place, in this very ground, nowhere else, you know, because it's the Kaaba Sharif there, in this very place, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have performed tawaf.
Subhanallah.
Different anbiya ikram would have performed tawaf.
Subhanallah.
The sahaba ikram would have performed tawaf.
Allahu Akbar.
Ghawsiyya Park, Imam Azam, and you just, the list goes on and on. All these people, all these awliya ikram, these giants of Islam have been in this very place, and then the same very action that I'm performing, it would just, you know, the mazah you could say of it would just be different. And you know, like this, I saw a narration in which I said that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the one who came up with the intention of the Holy Kaaba and mounted upon a camel, Allah Almighty records one virtue for him and removes one sin and raises one rank in return for every step the camel lifts and places. Obviously, we don't have camel or this means to travel today, but you could say maybe the equivalent in when we travel by plane, by, you know, whatever mode of transport, and we hope that inshallah we will get the same reward. But to think about it, even like, for example, us Westerners, you know, those who live even further away than those who live in Asia or, you know, the closer continents, that because we're further away, inshallah we will be deserving of more reward because the distance is further. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went on to say that when he reaches the Holy Kaaba and performs tawaf and performs sa'i between Safa and Marwa and gets his head shaved or haircut, he will be free from sins,
Allah,
as he was on the day when his mother gave birth to him.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Free from sins, as if, you know, Brand new start.
Subhanallah. Clean slate. Tamam guna maaf ho rahe hain. Tawaf karne ki bhi barkat hai. Isne 50 dafa tawaf kiya. Whoever performed tawaf of Kaaba 50 times. 50 dafa kya hai? Kutna mushkil thodi. Har namaz ke baad ek-ek karein. 10 din wahan pe hote hi hain Hafeez bhai. 50 वैसे ही गिनती होगी. जिंदगी में एक दफा तो कर लें. रेस्टोरेंट पे बैठ जाएंगे, खाना खाने उधर जा रहे हैं, उधर जा रहे हैं. एक दफा जिंदगी में 50 तवाफ कर लें. आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया, हूएवर परफॉर्म द तवाफ ऑफ द काबा 50 टाइम ही विल बी फ्री ऑफ सिंस लाइक द डे ही वाज गिवन बर्थ बाय हिज मदर. अल्लाह 50 टाइम कितना टाइम लगेगा? जाए नियत करके जाए कि इंशाल्लाह मैं ये करूंगा. तो इसलिए मोहब्बत होगी ना, प्यार हो गया, अट्रैक्शन होगी, तो इंशाल्लाह बुलावा जरूर आएगा. तो मदीना मदीना होगा इंशाल्लाह, मक्का मक्का भी होगा इंशाल्लाह.
माशाल्लाह. सैयद साहब, आई जस्ट वांट टू मेंशन हियर दैट अलोंगसाइड द होली काबा एंड द एक्चुअल ओरिजिन ऑफ द होली काबा, द फर्स्ट द काबा वाज क्रिएटेड एंड देन ड्यू टू द टाइम ऑफ सैयदना नूह अलैहि सलाम व्हेन द ह्यूज फ्लड केम एंड इट्स एक्चुअली मेंशन इन बुक्स ऑफ हिस्ट्री दैट the Kaaba which was created first actually was raised to the heavens. And the ulama actually mentioned a very beautiful point that even the Baytul Ma'mur, that is in front of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Azamat and the greatness that's shown to Baytul Ma'mur in the heavens. And why is Baytul Ma'mur? It is that blessed house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the angels worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only they say so, but remember, we're talking about the beautiful Kaaba. In reality, there's two. One is that the angels are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around. And it mentions actually that every single day, 70,000 angels worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angel that comes once and performs worship, he does not return again. He's not given the opportunity to return again. But we as Muslims have opportunity time and time again to return back to the Holy Kaaba, to supplicate before Allah. Those who have never gone and those who have gone, we have to kind of need to understand the magnitude of this, that this is such a historical, you know, figure within Islam, that it's not something which, you know, we should take lightly. Rather, even with the Holy Kaaba Sharif, we know about the beautiful Hajr-e Aswad, that when you go for Hajj, people are really, you know, whether they're violating the rights of people, that's another hukum, that's another ruling. But the amount of pressure people are trying to put just to touch Hajr-e Aswad and Maqam-e Ibrahim, which is right next to the blessed Kaaba Sharif. One thing we have to understand, Sayyid Sahib, is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in a Hadith Sharif that Hajr-e Aswad and Maqam-e Ibrahim, Rukn and Maqam are the words of the Hadith Sharif. Rukn and Maqam are two rubies brought of paradise. In the past, they were very luminous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed their luminosity. If this had not happened, they would have brightened the east and the west. This is talking about that blessed stone, Hajr-e Aswad, which is attached to the Holy Kaaba, and Maqam-e Ibrahim. Now, if we talk about Maqam-e Ibrahim, Sayyidina, this is another entire story in of itself. I just like to mention one point, that when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam were given the hukum by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reconstruct the Kaaba, and the heights of the walls of the Holy Kaaba increased. So they were at the time, they were slowly, obviously, gradually rising. When they reached above their height, that they needed a kind of stepping stone, in essence, to go climb further and to further complete the structure of the Holy Kaaba. So what happened is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, instructed his beloved son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam to go to and find a stone in order that they can climb upon so that they can continue to build the Holy Kaaba. Now Prophet Ismail alayhi salam went to Mount Abu Qubais and in search of the stone. When he went there, he actually met Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam says to him, let me show you a stone that came into this world with Prophet Adam alayhi salam. And Prophet Idris alayhi salam buried this stone in the mountain, in this mountain of Mount Abi Qubais, out of fear of it being lost due to the storm that came upon the nation of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. So there are two stones here, buried here. One is small and the other is large. Fix the small one into the wall of the Kaaba near the blessed door, so that every person performing tawaf may kiss it, meaning may kiss Hajr-e Aswad. And moreover, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam now may stand on the big stone to build the Kaaba. So this is the origin of Maqam-e Ibrahim. And now there's so many points of tafsir and his history about Maqam Ibrahim, that this is the standing place of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to build the holy Kaaba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this as a sign of Allah for everyone in humanity, and especially for the Muslims, that this is not any ordinary stone. Rather, this is that stone upon which my Khalil has placed his feet upon to build the Kaaba. And if this is just the maqam of that stone that touched the feet of the Khalilullah, then what about the stone and the land which touched the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What about the soil of the city of Medina? So we have to understand that these are the sacred places. These are where we should be spending our time, and we should rather instilling this love into our family members and our children, that inshallah we'll make plans to go. Set money aside, set a plan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this jazbah. Because we don't know how long we're going to live. People think that, you know, I'll get to an elderly age and then I'll perform the tawaf of the holy Kaaba. Or I have this important work to do on my house here, or this important stuff to do in worldly matters, and then when I have time, I will go. Allah. Rather, this should not be the case. We should give priority to going to the holy Kaaba, going to the blessed city of Mecca, and seeing this blessed structure which was built by the Prophet.
Subhanallah.
And inshallah, when you see this, when you make du'as, these worldly problems that we are facing on a day-to-day basis, these problems, these worries, they will all go away one by one. Why? Because we're returning back to our main purpose in life. Our main purpose to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray Allah gives us the tawfiq to do so, inshallah.
Yeah. Dear Fizbai.
ਜਿਸ਼ਾ ਜੀ ਕਾਬੇ ਨਾਲ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕਰੀਏ ਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਮਨਹਰਾ ਤਕਰੀਬਨ ਹਰੇ ਮਾਜ਼ੇ ਚ ਪੜਨੇ ਰਹਨੇ ਆ ਅਲਮ ਤਰਾ ਕੈਫਾ ਫਾਲਾ ਰਬੂਕਾ ਬੀ ਅਸਹਾਬਿਲ ਫਲ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਜੀ
ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਉਸ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਤੇ ਚਲੋ ਥੋੜਾ ਦਿਲਚਸਪੀ ਬਰਕਰਾਰ ਰੱਖਣੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਿ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹਿਫਾਜ਼ਤ ਫਰਮਾਨਾ ਤੇ ਯਮਨ ਨਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਸਾ ਤੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਸਨਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਸ ਗਿਰਜਾ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਤੇ ਉਸਨੀ ਇਹ ਦਿਲ ਕੇ ਲੋਕ ਕਾਬੇ ਕੀ ਛੋੜੀ ਨੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਅੱਛੀ ਤਵਾਫ ਕਰਨ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਜਦੋਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਾ ਇਹ ਬੜੇ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੋਏ ਮੱਕੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਬਾਈ ਅਸਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਤਲਬ ਇੱਥੇ ਲੋਕ ਇੱਥੇ ਅੱਛ ਨੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਝ ਮਾਮਲਾ ਹਰ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਬੰਦਾ ਚਲਾ ਗਿਆ ਉੱਥੇ ਤੇ ਉਸ ਗਿਰਜਾ ਘਰ ਨੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਈ ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਗੰਦ ਛੰਦ ਕਰੀ ਛੋੜਿਆ ਉਹ ਬੜਾ ਖਫਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਚ ਪੁੱਛਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਕੌਣ ਹੈ ਜੀ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਬੰਦਾ ਆਇਆ ਉਸ ਆਥੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਫੌਜ ਗੱਠੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਸਾਂ ਤੇ ਜਾਈ ਤੇ ਜਣਾ ਨਾਜ਼ ਬਿੱਲਾ ਮਿੰਜ਼ਾਲੇ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਕਾਬੇ ਘਟਾਸਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਜੀ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਬੰਦਾ ਆਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਮਾੜੇ ਜਣੇ ਨੇ ਇਸਨੇ ਗਿਰਜੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਉੱਥੋਂ ਕਹੋ ਉਹ ਆਥੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਫੌਜ ਕਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਇਆ ਠੀਕ ਆ ਹੁਣ ਸਾਰੇ ਮੱਕੇ ਨੇ ਇਰਦ ਗਿਰਦ ਗੱਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਵੇ ਅੱਛਾ ਅਜੋ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਮਦੀਨਾ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਤਾਲਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਨੇ ਦਾਦਾ
ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਆਪਣੇ ਵਾਲਦ ਗ੍ਰਾਮੀ ਨੇ ਵਾਲਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਕੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਰਾ ਮਾਮਲਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਇਸਨੇ ਆਏ ਨਾ ਸਪਾਹੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਡੰਗਰ ਤੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਝ ਮਾਲ ਬੱਚੇ ਪਕੜੀ ਖੜੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਊਂਠ ਪਕੜੀ ਖੜੇ ਨੇ ਜੋ ਕੁਝ ਆਇਆ ਅੱਛਾ ਇਹ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬੜੇ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਸੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਬੀਲੇ ਨੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਕਾਬੇ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਇਹਨੇ ਕੋਲ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਦਾਰੀ ਸੀ ਉਹਨੇ ਬੜੇ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਤਗੜੇ ਔਰ ਬੜੇ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਜਿਸਾਮਤ ਨੇ ਮਾਲਿਕ ਸੇ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਉਹ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਕਾ ਕੇ ਦਾ
ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਅੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਕਬਰ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਆਕਾ ਦਾ ਨੂਰ ਜੋ ਚਮਕਦਾ ਦਾ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਇਹ ਗੇ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਉੱਠ ਖਲਿਆ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਸੀ ਐਡੀ ਚਮਕ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਐਡੀ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਉੱਠ ਖਲਤਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਉਹ ਇਹ ਗਏ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਤੇ ਆਹ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਤੱਕ ਮੈਂ ਆਇਆ ਤੂੰ ਮਾੜੇ ਊਂਠ ਵਾਪਸ ਕਰ ਉਹ ਆਹ ਲੱਗਾ ਬੜਾ ਹੈਰਾਨ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਹ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤੇ ਸਮਝਿਆ ਸਾ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਇਸ ਕਾਬੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਏ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਆਇਆ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਕੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਟਾਣੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤੇ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰ ਸਕੋ ਕਿ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਬੜੇ ਹੋ ਇੱਥੇ ਨੇ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਤਾਂ ਖੂਬ ਮਾਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਕੈਸਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਨਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਔਰ ਕਿਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਗੁਫਤਗੂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਹ ਲੱਗੇ ਤੱਕ ਊਂਠਾਂ ਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਮਾਲਕ ਹਾਂ ਗਲਾਫ ਪਕੜੀ ਤੇ ਕਾਫੀ ਦੇ ਫਿਰ ਰੋਂਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਯਾਰ ਤੂੰ ਹੀ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਹਿਫਾਜ਼ਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਜੋ ਕੁਝ ਸਿਲਸਿਲਾ ਸਾਰਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਕੀ ਆਖ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਚਲੋ ਤੁਸਾਂ ਇਹ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰ ਛੋੜੋ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਕੀ ਤੇ ਪਹਾੜਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੋਲੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਛੁਪਨੇ ਆ ਫਿਰ ਕਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਅਗਲੇ ਦਿਹਾੜੇ ਗਿਆ بھائی چلو اسا جڑا نا اپنے آنکھیں کی کھڑا تے سارے کھڑا اصحاب الفیل ہی ہے واقعہ سارا اس نے وچ
جی
انہیں ہے کہ پڑھن لوک تا میں کہ تے کو پہلی دساں صورتاں پہلی صورت ہی ہر طرح وچ پڑھنے ہوسن پتہ نہیں ترجمہ پڑھیا نے کہ نہیں پڑھیا نے تفسیر پڑھی چلو سب بھلے کہ اپ تا پڑھ سن اس یار کیا ہویا سارا واقعہ تے او پھر انہاں چ جڑا سارے کول بہت بڑا تھی بہت اہنے اتنا پہاڑا کتنا ہے بڑا سا بہت بڑا سا جنے محمود نا سنا جی پھر جڑے اللہ تعالی نے کرنی وہ تو اسی ہی نا آنے میں سمندر والے پاسوں پھر ڈر آیا ابا بیلا نا
اللہ
جی تے اللہ جس نے چاہے نا جڑا کم چاہے وہ کری چھوڑنا ہر چیز پر قدرت ہے اس کی ہر چیز پر قادر ہو بندے نے توکل ہوا ہے اس نے پر کہ اسباب کتھو پیدا کری چھوڑنا وہم و گمان وچ بھی نہیں ہونا آنے کو اب ابیلا آئیاں تے ترہ ترہ بٹے سے انہوں نے ایک منہ وچ تے ایک پنجے وچ تے ایک دوہے پنجے وچ تے او ہے اتنے زہریلے ریسرچ سائنس لوگ لکھنے رہنے تحقیقات کرنے رہنے لوہے نے لائے ویسے سرا پر اس کی خود لوہے نے لوہے ٹوپیاں لائی سی نے یہ بٹے وچ کس طرح چلے گئے اس نے اتنی زور نے وہ جڑے جڑے بندے کی لگا نا وہ اس نے سرا کی پھاڑی تے آتی ہے کہ پھاڑی تے زمین
اللہ
جی اور تک وہ ہر بٹے پر نام لکھا ہوا ہے اس نے اس نے تے کہہ لکھنے صورت چاہنے اس طرح ہوئی گی حالت انہوں نے جس طرح پا ہونی پنجابی پا آنے کھایا ہوا بوس جی تے اللہ تعالی پر توکل عبد المطلب رضی اللہ تعالی اللہ تعالی پر توکل او جانا ہے تے اس نے کعبہ جانا ہے او مالک ہے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
پڑھنے تے دل ہی ٹھنڈ پانی یار دیکھو کیسے کیسے واقعے گزرے
باقی اس کی ہسٹری پڑھیں واقعات پڑھیں تو
ریگارڈنگ دی کعبہ شریف اینڈ اور پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اینڈ اٹ واز نون ڈیورنگ دی ٹائم اف اور پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ ہی واز ویری پاپولر امنگسٹ دی پیپل ایون دی ٹرائبز اینڈ دی لوکل کمیونٹی And he was also known for resolving many disputes, arguments, fallouts that left that were unsolved, etc. So obviously with the Kaaba Sharif, what happened once was when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was 35 years of age, it rained really heavily, so heavily to the extent that a great flood, a massive flood came around the Kaaba Muazzama. And it caused the Kaaba Sharif to collapse. And then basically the Kaaba Sharif, obviously, which was built by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, had been very old, and for this reason, it had collapsed. So the tribe of Quraysh, they decided that obviously we need to reconstruct the Kaaba Sharif, we need to build it up again. And so then they got to work and they started to construct and build the Kaaba Sharif again. And in this whole process, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also took part. He also helped in the construction of the Holy Kaaba Sharif. And what happened was different tribes were given responsibilities for different parts of different jobs of putting the Kaaba Sharif together. And then what happened when it came to the time of fixing the Hajar Aswad, the blessed stone into the corner, a dispute arose amongst the tribes of who will do this. Because obviously it's, you know, such a prestigious and such a grand honor to be able to do such a thing. So everyone wanted to do it. So for this reason, a dispute broke out as to who would do it. And then they came up with a plan. And it is said that the authority to resolve this dispute would be given to that person who would be the first to enter the Haram of the Kaaba on the next morning. So whoever comes to the Kaaba Sharif, the first person the next morning, he will decide on who is to fit or who is to affix the Hajar Aswad. And then what happened the next morning, who was the first person to come to the Haram Sharif? None other than our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then when they saw him, they said, by Allah azza wa jal, he is Amin. He is the truthful and trustworthy one. And if all of us will accept what he decides, then he sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he come up with a very excellent and magnificent way of resolving this dispute. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered that one chief from all of the tribes, so all the elders or the leaders from the tribes, they were to come forward and they were to spread the shawl. And then when the shawl was to be spread, the Hajar Aswad was to be put inside that shawl. And then all of the chiefs, they would carry that shawl to the Kaaba Sharif. And then the Prophet ﷺ himself would pick up the Hajar Aswad and fix it into this place. And this is what happened. And in this way, a big dispute, a big fight was stopped from breaking out. And the Kaaba Sharif's fixing, or the Hajar Aswad's fixing into the Kaaba Sharif, was also resolved. So, you know, this was the wisdom, you could say, of our Prophet ﷺ. And, you know, a story that obviously we can link to the Holy Kaaba of how it came about, of the fixing of the Hajar Aswad.
SubhanAllah.
This is something that we have to understand and realize, is that this is a very blessed maqam. These are where our du'as are going to be accepted, and these are where our problems will be resolved. Today we're looking for solutions in every other direction. If we make this firm intention within our heart that, Ya Allah, we will go to perform our Hajj, which is obligatory upon us, or we will go and visit the sacred land, take our children, Ya Allah, have mercy upon our state, Ya Allah, remove our problems and difficulties, then without a shadow of a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower mercy upon your state.
Mashallah.
So my final message is, let us all make this firm intention. The person who was passing away, the great Buzurg, he was passing away, and his last moments, he was saying to his Murideen that, let's make dua that inshallah we make intention to go Hajj for the next year.
Allah.
Murideen was surprised that the blessed Shaykh is on his final moments. Why is he making this? And then he told them that if Allah blesses me with cure with this, then I have a firm intention to go. The reward of good intention. So I pray Allah gives us the ability to understand the knowledge of niyat. And may we gain blessings from visiting these sacred lands.
SubhanAllah. Ji Hafiz, mein aap kya message?
Malumat hona bahut zaruri hai. Jaane se pehle. Khas kar Kaabe ne wale nal bhi. Log samjhe darwaza khul si Kaabe ne andar jaasa taan hi Kaabe jaasa. Halanki jehdi bahar diwar bani hui hoti oh vi Kaabe ne sahi hai.
Ji.
Jehda usne ch gaya oh vi Kaabe ne andar hi gaya. Te jehda jaye uski pata ho si bhai is jagah hai to zyada se zyada fayda utha
sake. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Ji Harun bhai, kya message quickly time?
Just lastly, for those who are fortunate enough to go, please respect and the etiquette and the honor of the Kaaba Musharrafa. Many people you'll see, they're fighting, they're quarreling, they're pushing one another, squabbling to get to the Hajar Aswad, to kiss the Hajar Aswad. No doubt it's a very big blessing, but people are dying just underneath. So please, 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 when you are going there, you know, instead of making a great account of sins on your record, be careful, do not violate the rights of others.
Kaaba Sharif is a place of peace, place of mercies, place of blessings, the open sign of Allah Almighty. And hamesha jo Hajj hua hai, wo Kaaba Sharif ka hi hua hai. Kahin aur nahi hua. Ye yaad rakhiyega. Ye kisi galat fehmi mein nahi rahiyega. Aur ye jo hai na, is a source of guidance for everyone. Har ek ke liye ye hidayat hai. Aaiye. برکتیں لیتے ہیں, نیتیں کریں انشاءاللہ. کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path